T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sing like no one's listening, dance like no one's watching, love like you've never been hurt, and live like it's heaven on earth, and that's what you do.
That sounds like an awfully difficult ask.
I can do 3 out of those 4. 3 out of those 4. Be a pretty good day for me.
Time to welcome in a guy who's got a big day ahead of him today out to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern and the Scores' Lawrence Holmes, who might make a little bit of news. What's going on, Lawrence?
Wait, why are you putting that on me? What type of news am I making
today?
No,
I'm just saying, you get to talk to some people and bring some things out, and maybe have, a lot of people are going to be wanting to listen with the Cubs being hot as they are.
Well, I am going to ask Kyle Schwarber if Mitch Trubisky is good at football.
Oh, yeah, that needs to be done. That has to be done.
Because I don't know if they played against each other, but they played, like, both in Ohio. So I'm going to ask. See what he says.
You know how Ohio football works. He has to know someone who played against him.
Or with them.
What's that?
Or with him.
Or with him, yeah.
So you know, we'll do that. And I really want to... If Jason is willing, I want to delve into why he's so good at defense.
I just think he's a natural at it. I mean, he doesn't take a lot of wrong steps. Some guys can just, you know, play like a predator out there because that's who they are. It's also, you know, he consults a scouting report. I mean, you watch him do it. He's got a card or whatever it is that I think it's a combination of just being a magnificent athlete and being very well prepared.
But we've seen a lot of great athletes that can't play outfield and definitely can't play 2 spots in the outfield.
That's a great point, because you remember, obviously, and I think I can take my own bias toward Adam Eaton out of this for just a moment.
Not toward, more against.
I mean, I think I could probably do that for myself for just a moment. But you saw the difference in his outfield ability when he went from center to right field. He went from being a center fielder to an elite right field defensive player. The difference between those two things seems like just reading it off the bat, but I guess a transference of athletic skill from one to the other. You know, if you're not top tier in one place, you could be in another spot.
That was probably my favorite press conference that I've ever covered. Spring training with Robin Ventura explaining how he needed Adam Eaton to stop running into walls on home runs that were 10 rows up.
Especially after Aaron Rowand broke his face doing it.
But Aaron Rowand would actually catch the ball with Eaton. I mean, balls that other center fielders wouldn't even turn around on. He's running full speed into the wall. And Robin was like, yeah, he should stop doing that. And remember, he got injured and had to be put on the DL because of it.
And it's Robin, too. So you know as well as I do that he brought that up with Adam a number of times before he put it out there, because that's the kind of guy Robin is. I mean, he would have brought it up dozens of times with Eaton before he actually had to put it through a microphone.
So, yes, I'm hoping to get some insight into becoming a great defender. And the last time that we did the show, we did the on-deck luncheon with Albert Almora. He gave some really cool stuff. So maybe Jason Hayward will give some cool tips, too. And for all the youngsters out there who might be listening to the show today. I didn't hear the Madden ratings on Mitch. What's he got going on?
Oh, I put the ratings away for a second. But I can tell you he was the 24th ranked quarterback on Madden. He was a 75 overall, and wow. Eli Manning is 72 overall in Madden. Your top two are Mahomes and Brady at 97 and 96.
Wow, Eli Manning is a 72?
Eli Manning mm-hmm. is a 72.
Eli Manning's done. He's finished.
Cooked.
I would love to know how they work out the non-passing aspects of a quarterback, the ability to take off. I mean, is that measured?
Lamar Jackson's a 76, so okay. I think that might tell you something.
No, I just want it sounds like they're underplaying some of that stuff and underplaying a lot of what Trubisky's able to do with his feet, because he did a lot with his feet last year.
He did, but that should be distressing if Lamar, who's having a hard time throwing the ball forward, is a 76 and Mitch is a 75. That's a problem for America.
Have you gotten,
and mostly Chicago.
Have you gotten on the sticks? Have you played a little Madden over the last couple of years? Because I will confess, I've put that particular franchise away for probably 3 years.
I wouldn't say that I'm retired from new gaming. And it's funny because I did a pod with some gamers. And one of them is from Chicago. Her name is Keisha Howard. She's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And she said to me, because I told her, I said, I haven't upgraded. I still have a PS3. And she said I needed to upgrade and get the PS4 just because of the Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat that came out. So it's been a while for me since I've played. And I used to love playing Madden. Like, I would look forward to it every year. And when I was covering the Bears, especially during the Devin years, like, when the game came out, like, those guys would disappear in afternoons. Because they go to lunch and then they go play before the next practice. So it's been a while. I really do think I probably should upgrade my system. But, you know, life and money and stuff. And I don't play enough. And I've found myself being more interested in the games I played growing up. So I've got three, actually.
Nice.
Three retro systems to play with. One of them I may donate to the Score. Because I don't need both the NES and the Super NES. I could donate one of those, and I hacked one of them, so I got 300 games on it. So I don't know. I should probably delve back in, because I really did love playing Madden.
That would be good. We may have to steal that idea and then rip off Benetti for leftovers or something like that. Sit down and play some old-school video games, get into a Super Nintendo or a regular Nintendo, and just throw that up there. I can think of a number of games where things could get heated here in the studios.
It's Super Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be the one.
I mean, if we could do like a tournament in the station, and we used to do that, like, and we'd go over to Goss' house, and B-Mac would be yelling at people and throwing stuff because we're playing Super Tecmo Bowl, and I want to be QB Eagles and all that good stuff. I just enjoy the older games. I haven't done enough to really dig into the new stuff. So that's maybe a goal, like, going forward. Because there is some super cool stuff that's out there now to enjoy. I just haven't consumed it.
I'm still waiting to see you play Ms. Pac-Man, because apparently you haven't lost that.
I'm pretty good at it, but I did see something last week, Dan, that scared me to death. Alex Brown is apparently really good at Ms. Pac-Man.
Ooh.
Because he walked into some place, you know, his son is out playing travel ball. He walked into some place and saw a high score of, I think, 290,000. Mm. And he was like, that's nothing. And then moments later, we see him with like 350,000.
Moments? That's a good minimum of 20 minutes, isn't it?
Well, I mean, on the stories. On the Instagram stories.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Moments later, we see, and he's just out here just killing it. So I might have to get my Sunday crew together and see who's the best at that. And you know, because those guys aren't competitive at all.
Yeah.
There won't be anything like that'll need to happen and stuff. But, yeah, I still love that. And there's a place by me that has – I prefer the sped up. Like, I don't want to play regularly. I don't want to waste my time on all the old – I want the sped-up game. Let's just get after it. I want the game sped up so much that occasionally you can run through a ghost. That's how much I want the game sped up.
Well, I'm also told don't challenge Brian Urlacher at Galaga.
He's good at Galaga?
Yeah, that apparently Galaga is his thing. That he will –
Well, I know ping pong was his thing. I didn't know that Galaga was his thing.
Yep.
All right, I'll put him on the list, too.
Yep, you don't want to challenge him because that's a guy that doesn't miss during the challenging stage and doesn't miss on that 10,000-point bonus.
Connor, what's your game of choice?
I'm pretty good at Pac-Man. I've had some pretty decent runs. Like, the arcade-style stuff, though, for me when I was a kid was always the you know, the smash 'em up games, like the X-Men game or the Simpsons game or Turtles in Time. Like those were the games when I was growing up because they were brand new and you did that like kind of like four player cooperative thing hadn't been out for a little while, so it's probably be one of those.
Okay, I do love to go back and play Super Mario Brothers and do it differently. Like obviously I can save the princess. Now it's then you start playing games with yourself. It's how many? What's the least amount of points I can score? And save the princess.
Can I avoid every single coin? Like that kind of thing.
Correct.
Yeah, if we're going console, it's GoldenEye. I mean, for me, that was, you know, what would that have been? Like a 98, so I'm, you know, 12, 13 years old. GoldenEye was a paradigm shift in video gaming, and at the same time made everybody in the neighborhood try and kill the guy who was, oh, God, what a game.
Well, we had a minor controversy a couple of weeks ago when my cousins and I went out to Emporium to play a bunch of games, and I looked at the Donkey Kong high score. I'm like, oh, I can get that. And I did, and I made it through. I made it to the fourth level with, like, you know, the elevator things and got past that.
Never seen.
And you've never seen an actual Donkey Kong
no,
game?
No,
never seen that level.
I've never gotten a fourth level. Are you kidding me? Donkey Kong, I get whacked
and
in about 5 minutes.
So my cousin says, all right, I can beat your score. And he's over there for probably just feeding tokens into this thing. And finally, yeah. I look over, and what he did was, he didn't make it as many levels as I did. So he didn't conquer the game. He just kept grabbing the hammer and walloping barrels and ghosts and all that stuff.
It's a Juan Pierre.
And he, yes.
It's a counting stat
thing. It was an empty thing where he's like, all right, well, I'm just this whole life, all I'm going to do, I'm not going to necessarily try to get to the top. I'm just going to start accruing points. Like, this is garbage. Like, not because what scoreboard? What does it say? What does it say? Who's got more points? It was just lame.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're supposed to be trying to win the game at some point. You're supposed to try to advance in the game. I would call foul.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, trust me,
many
I did.
Times.
Yes.
You kick someone off the sticks for something like that. So that's the plan. Also, for the people who missed the Mitch week last week, Tony put together a supercut. So at 1 o'clock today, if you missed it, all of the experts that we had, we got a supercut, and we are ready to roll with that, man. It's going to be great.
Excellent.
Enjoy today, Lawrence. Have fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.